This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. I'll out somebody.
Oh, good boy. Here we go. It always starts. It's always a step further. Guy, because I got more things to volley back. Go ahead. Who are we out in here? Evan, you going to pick on poor Evan again?
No, it's not Evan.
All right.
Moose.
Oh.
It's not that Moose is not trustworthy, but like, let's say you're collecting money for a pool.
Yes.
You have to remind Moose, and he's like, yeah, I'll get it to you, man. Don't worry about it. One of those that you kind of have to not chase down, but ask a few times.
Yeah, remind them. Kick the tires.
Right, that's it. Not a huge deal, and again, very trustworthy, but just the hassle of having...
Annoying enough.
I think you were ripping him.
How was I ripping him?
You said out loud in front of everybody... Then he didn't pay back until he was chased down.
No. See, those are your words. Moose is not alone.
Which part of what I said was not what you said?
Chris is in Bay Shore. What's up, Chris?
Listen, I'm just being independent here. And Sal, I got to go with Moose on this one. It was a subtle rip, no question about it.
No, come on, it's not a rip at all. What are we talking about? No rip?
No, it was. It was.
How is it a rip if it's factually correct?
Well, no, but you aired it out. You know what I mean?
We're talking about loaning money here. I mean, and it wasn't even that with Moose. All I was saying was nobody likes having to chase somebody down or repeatedly ask somebody. And one person, a prominent person in my life that came to mind years ago, was Moose. That was it. It's not a bad thing.
It's absolutely a bad thing, but anyway.
All right, so, listen, I tried to reel him in a little bit here. I think he was doing Moose a little bit dirty, but he was obviously having a little bit of fun. 888-808-1019 is the number. It's BT and Sal on The Fan. A lot of topics today that we've hit, a lot of Met stuff, as well as some of the Danny Hurley stuff. Let's get back to you. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey. Mark, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
New Jersey?
New Jersey.
BT.
Who's in New Jersey?
Is this Mark?
Not from New Jersey.
Wait, hold on. BT. So let me get this straight. Hold on. And BT, I appreciate and Dove supporting me.
Yes.
I mean, so how many times can you repeat, Sal, that I'm trustworthy, but then continue to repeat that you had to chase me down for pool money?
Is it fair? And now it wasn't me. Is it fair to say?
Wait, hold on. What do you mean it wasn't you?
I'm not running all these pools. I'm not the one who's running all these pools all the time. Is it fair to say, and again, this is many years ago, is it fair to say that maybe you just did not prioritize getting the money?
But here's the deal. When the money needed to be paid out to winners, was my money in that pool to get paid out? No doubt. It was.
Correct.
No one had to chase me down for money. Like that is completely not true. Mm. Like that's
the way it made it
and
sound,
I know
though.
I know where you're getting this from, by the way. I know where you're getting this from. This is our buddy Halter, who basically is feeding you this.
I set it up before that you and I and Halter from SNY years ago. We're going back many years ago. We would have the family plays. Halter was the point man, like he put the action in, and Moose and I would deliver the fees to him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times Halter, who is a notorious ball buster, he would be getting on Moose for maybe lagging in that department. Fair?
Well, that is true. That is fair. Listen, that have I learned from the error of my ways in the past? For sure. You can ask Bogan for the WFAN pool. I think I got 5 or 6 entries in there this year. It is all paid out. Everyone is paid out. It was paid out right before tip of the first game. We are all good. Everything. There is nothing. There's no hounding. There's no chasing down. I'm not getting texts from Halter, but I really appreciate that. I am walking around. I get a text from our buddy Steve from Howard Beach, who basically says, hey, your buddy Licata is killing you on the radio right now, by the way, and calling you basically a cheapskate, and that you are not paying people back. Then I'm like, wait a second, wait, what? What is going on? So I text you and to find out exactly what the real story is, and then here we are.
Yeah. Now, and hold on, I got a question for Moose. What did he say? Yeah. What did he write back to your initial text? What was his first response?
What was Sal's initial response?
What was Sal's?
And I imagine you guys were in a segment on the air. I didn't get a response for about a good 10, 11 minutes after I initially texted him.
Got it.
I think the initial, not ripping you, just joking around, talking about the fact that, dealing with the NCAA tournament and paying people back.
Yeah, but I never once said you
were
cheap.
That's what it was.
Yes, I never once said you were cheap. I never once said you didn't pay. And you maybe heard the clip before. I never once said that. All I said was that it wasn't a party where my OCD
is that the first person you think about when you're like, you know what's annoying about NCAA tournament rules is me. It's not going to be, you're not throwing Evan under the bus, you're not throwing anybody, you're not throwing Hop, I know you a lot longer. That's why it's so surprising.
And we've experienced these things together. I don't know if Hop pays up or not, but I remember you, and by the way, your name and your dad's name are always atop the pool in the Malusis family one way or another. Somebody was coming home with the pot, so maybe that's why he didn't have to pay right away. He knew he was going to take it home. But seeing your name up there, I just remember, I don't know. Come on, you even admitted it's fair. No rip. I didn't mean to be ripping.
I get it. I'm just surprised the dirty laundry was aired.
Well, but Moose,
Is that fair?
Come on, you've worked here long enough. You know how it goes. We got a segment to fill. There's going to be some dirty.
No, I understand.
I'm sorry.
Nobody cares about the NCAA tournament anymore. We're a couple days away from opening day. You got to get through a segment. I get it. I understand.
And Moose, by the way, he does this once in a while where even when he's kidding, it's camouflaged enough, and he goes just a little deep enough to make people guess, is he really kidding? Is he not? By the way, I had your back. I could see why you were a little disenchanted with somebody you thought was your friend. Then he didn't have your back. Forget about not having your back. He put you on blast. The first name that he reached for was yours. Not good.
That was the surprising aspect of it. That was a good look. And then I'm getting texts from Steve's. Licata's basically calling you cheap on the air. Mm. I go, what? What are you doing?
Can't believe anything he has to say.
I appreciate Dove. Thank you for having where did Hoff fall on all this, by the way?
He
wasn't paying attention. He was kind of...
would Hoff remain neutral? Was he Switzerland over there? Didn't want to say one way or the other?
Hoff did not jump in. Dove really wanted to get his point in and defend you, so we felt the need to allow that. Hoff was just, either way, I think he was just along for the ride in this particular case.
I get it. He was, I appreciate it, Sal. Thank you for airing the dirty laundry. No longer part of that inner circle. I get it. I understand. Now you can go out there and it's a slow day. It's a slow Tuesday in New York. Let's talk about Malusis not paying back Alex.
It's not a slow day, though. That's the whole point, Moose. We had a great show until he derailed it by taking shots at you.
I think it worked out nice. We finally get to talk to each other. It's been too long. This is what it takes to get you on the phone.
Well, it is. Basically, you crossed over the river, you moved to Jersey, and you basically went into Antarctica. I don't hear from
you. He loves Jersey, by the way.
No idea.
He loves Jersey.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure you do, right? The commute isn't half bad. You're not driving in from Ronkonkoma.
We are. It's exactly right. We are planning on a little gathering. The invite will be in the mail. We do have to have a get-together at some point this summer.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. I mean, the boys are 12, 10, and 8 now. Can you believe that? Time's flying by. It's
yes.
Crazy. It really is.
It is crazy. We pay attention, of course, on social media, and you're on picks every night. We know what's going on. Still on the fan.
Boys are playing hockey.
Yeah.
Right. Hanging out in here on the middays on occasion when we're not available. So, no, of course, great to catch up, though. Come on, man. We got to be in touch a little more often. It should just be because you hear me.
All right. You don't have to go overboard. You flushed it out now. You guys
apparently rip you on the radio. That didn't even rip.
Well, no, it was a rip. It was a rip. It's okay. You can own it. It's all right.
Thank
it's
you, fine. Moose.
You know, we'll move on. BT, by the way, sorry about St. John's.
You know what? Unlike, no. Knowing Moose.
That's a rip.
I think that's sincere. I think that's sincere.
I believe rooting for him.
Yes. See, Moose isn't like you.
No. I want a Wheelhouse Part 2 here.
Oh, they don't.
Remember that show, Moose?
Yeah, God, that one shot. What the hell happened there?
Can we please
expunge that from video content forever? I don't know what kind of mood both of us were in that day, but that got off the rails very fast. But unfortunately,
We should have had a camera off the air that day, BT, when we got off the camera.
It was ridiculous. And the truth of the matter is, I hate that lives out there because we had a lot of shows where we had a lot of fun together. But hey, you know what? It's a crazy business. We both had a bad day. We were younger. I got love for you, and you're doing a good job on Channel
11. I love you. You know that. I love you. I'm just busting your chops.
I know.
But yes, it was disappointing. I'd love to have seen St. John's playing in the Sweet.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
But next year, maybe next year. Reload. Got plenty of money to spend.
Gotta spend more money, Moose.
I feel the sincerity from Moose. BT.
Hey, see, it's starting to turn
trouble. I know he's busting your balls, man.
I'm not. It's great when St. John's.
I believe you, man.
See, by the way, thank you.
All right, Moose.
See you, Moose. Thank you. Be good, buddy. Oh, my goodness.
That was a fun little ending to the show here.
I really wasn't trying to rip.
It was the first day. At least he admitted it was a real thing.
I don't think you were trying to rip him. Like, I don't think that you
came... But it's not something that would...
Well, I don't think you came with the intention of putting Mark Melusis on blast. I know you like him.